What's good, y'all? Your boy Brandon back again. Another episode of the On Run Podcast, man. This week in the studio, we have Before the Cut, man. We got Chuy, Lucas, and Evan in the building with us.
In this yes, hoe.
Yeah, sweating our asses off, but man.
Reporting Brandon live from the sauna.
It's a little toasty.
Yes, sir. It is what it is, man. It's a beautiful shop, though. I like this. Got good backgrounds.
Appreciate it.
Appreciate the hospitality.
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. Thank you guys for giving us the time. I come across your Instagram profile a while ago, so I've been keeping up today with the episodes. I see a few familiar faces on there, so I'm happy to see other people in the city also getting into podcasting and doing their thing.
Oh, yeah. So, for sure, bro. You know, Chef Garza is the one I followed the page a while ago because we had him on a few weeks ago. About a month ago. Yeah. And he was like, bro, you got to check out the On the Run. And I think that's when I followed you. And then from there.
Yeah. Shout out to Garza, cool. Man. That's a good friend of ours. How do you guys know him?
Bro, so I actually, he's a personal chef, obviously. So one of his clients that he goes to, I think like every day to cook for them. I cut that guy about once a week.
No shit.
So then I started seeing him and then we started chopping it up. Like, see, he's making content. Hook me up with some food when I leave, and then, bro, you feed me, and I'm there for life. You know what I mean? As you can see.
Yeah, that's an interesting topic, though. So you're a barber. So you guys do kind of different things.
Yep.
So how did you guys actually end up meeting?
This guy right here is the connector of everything, in my opinion, bro. So I met him at a beer fest. He already knew you. Y'all, I'll let you talk about how you knew them.
Yeah, it's honestly kind of crazy. So I moved out to California, or I moved from California about two and a half, three years ago now, going on 3 years. And I actually met a guy through a mutual friend from Chicago. Me and him, shout out to Isaiah. Me and him had a clothing brand together actually for a period of time.
Oh, shit.
And he actually went to school with Chuy. So when I moved out here.
Barber school?
High school in Chicago. So he was actually out here. We were all hanging out, partying together. And he basically told me, he's like, this guy from high school that I know that actually lives out here. He cuts hair. So actually linked up with him. He started to become my barber. I then fired his ass because he fucked up my beard one too many times.
Bro, he's already talking about chopping that.
And long story short, from there, actually, he introduced me to the barber I go to now.
That's fucked up, bro. Yeah.
And
yeah, slut. That's
what shout out to Gio. And Gio actually did the podcast with us for a period of time. Yeah. Gio's just too big. He's too Hollywood. Yeah. He's just got too much going on. So it was me and actually Chuy that were doing the podcast together. Fucking running us two. And I like to participate in some alcohol-involved activities on the weekends. And one of those...
on the weekends. Stop that cat, bro.
And one of those activities included Beer Fest out in Summerlin. I don't know what it was
downtown
called.
Downtown Summerlin.
And then, ran into this guy. Me and him ended up having like a beer together.
And
I think like one beer that we like ran into each other like while we were filling up turned into like a conversation, turned into us like drinking together the whole day and then going to a bar and like drinking more. And then we exchanged numbers. And I think you hit me up, probably like a week or two after that.
Because I saw the pod.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I was like, I really wanted to get into podcasting anyway. You know, as you guys know, it's like the perfect time to get into it. And absolutely, it's booming. You know, that's why I love the idea of how you guys set this all up.
Appreciate it.
But and then we just been running.
Yeah, bro.
That's a good topic, though. So you're a barber. There's something that I've been seeing trending recently is people asking themselves, like, how much do you pay for a haircut? So let's start off with Evan. How much do you pay for a haircut?
Oh, this is actually hilarious.
Okay.
Hold on, can I defend myself?
I gotta defend myself, bro.
Yeah, go for it. He moved. I saw the whole thing.
This boy, he took 5 minutes to answer a question. When I'm cutting his hair, bro, he keeps talking. So I'm like, all right, bro, we're going to line up the bottom of your beard, bro. He's talking. He's on his phone, chewing gum, all type of shit.
Doing some boomerangs?
Yeah.
Bro, the whole time. So, I accidentally took a little bit.
He's got to promote the pod, though.
Yeah. Bro, and so I didn't find, but it happened twice, though.
Yeah.
You know, this guy's a beast. This guy's a beast.
He's talking, bro.
No, I'm nice.
In all honesty, Gio, who I go to now, is
he's a girl, bro.
Equivalently nice. it just, it's more convenient. I think like he has a super like kind of,
it's the shop I go to that I work at. It's like, it's kind of bougie, bro. It's almost like too uptight sometimes.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like personality is just like him and I would talk differently on the podcast. He comes in and it's almost like, oh, bro, we can't, you know, like he's like, we got to kind of be
out of here.
Yeah. And like, that's annoying too. Yeah, so like, there was a time I was getting my haircut by Gio the same time he was, just cause like, bro, over there we can fucking relax. You can chill. You got music bumping and like, you know what I mean? It's just, it's a better environment.
Sure, for sure. You know? A little sneaky link.
But no, I think I mean, Vegas is like super interesting with haircuts because I feel like there's levels to it.
Yeah.
And like, so, I mean, I hope to God nobody in here goes to like Cost Cutters, right? Or any of those like spots. Oh, fuck, oh dear. Dude, you do a podcast with literally one of the best barbers in Las Vegas and you still go to Cost Cutters.
That's me right here.
I don't know. It's, to me, the days of getting a $15, $20, $25, $30 haircut are just so, like, it's kind of like out the window, especially in this economy.
Yeah.
And I mean, you truly pay for like what you get. Like he's doing the podcast with us one day and literally it looked like fucking Mount Rushmore on the side of his head because the fucking fade had so many like weird things going on. It's like, yo, like, did they do a design in your hair? And he's like, no, I didn't get a design. And yo, it fucking looks like a design.
Bro, I remember the first 10 minutes of the episode, I was like, Lucas, what happened, bro?
You know?
Like, just ask me for a haircut.
Yeah. But I would say the average haircut in Las Vegas today is like, you know, I would say anywhere between like 40 to like $80, I would say. But then there's like, you know, higher shops that are doing like, you know, like 60, you know, 60 to, you know, 100, 120 based on, you know, shaves and, you know, beards and different things. And then I think the part that he'll probably tell you about is like the life outside of the barbershop. And I think that's where a lot of people make really good money, honestly, you know,
house calls
and hotel calls and shit like that.
You buy the ring light and the black gloves and your prices go up like,
well, it's just crazy.
Yeah.
What do you pay?
I pay $60.
Okay. Before tip?
Yeah. Oh, okay, hold on. Here's the thing. I didn't want to say, okay, maybe cut this shit out.
Yeah.
Don't cut shit out.
No,
I'm just kidding.
But like,
that's a homie
like,
price.
He gives you homie. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I want to make sure I'm like respecting, you know, Gio. I think what he charges a lot of people is like $80. Yeah. Like $80 most people, sometimes maybe 100, I'm not sure. But yeah, I do $60 every time, no matter what.
$25 after a $7 tip.
Keep that in there.
Keep going. I cut my own shit, bro. But like, when I would go to jail, I still throw him the same.
Yeah. Because I feel like you're a barber, so you kind of like.
Yeah, that's industry hookup, right?
But at the same time, too, is like when I go get my haircut by him, he's like, "Yo, cut me up real quick." I'm like, "All right, cool." But at the same, we used to go to dinner a lot, so it's like right after the haircut. So I'll be like, "Bro, like, it's not even like we'll figure it out."
I was gonna say like when you have friends that are barbers, it's like a little bit different.
Yeah.
Like he's at like a super strict shop where like I have to pay. Like that's
I can't just
I just can't like walk out. But like when you have friends that are barbers, it's more of like an exchange. Like, yo, hey, like cut me up quick. Like, and let's go get some dinner or something.
Right.
You know.
Well, and to be fair, you've come to my house and given me a fucking fire ass haircut.
Yeah.
Just I'm not fucking paying that much money. I love you.
Yeah.
I fucking love you.
But don't you feel differently though? Like when you got that haircut, did you not like suddenly have 10 errands to run like right away? Like. I really don't get it.
His wife couldn't get her fucking hands off him that week.
Yeah.
Bro, every week. Relax.
Bro, you see these thighs, bro?
Yeah, bro. What?
No, but yeah.
Sex weights and protein shakes.
That's it.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, I guess it's different. I mean, I charge 70, but like at the shop. And then when I go to someone's house or hotel, like, you know.
Sky's the limit.
If there's like 250, 300.
Yeah. You know what's the most you ever charge somebody for a haircut?
I have a... Yeah, I have a guy that pays me $1,000.
God damn.
Right.
That's pretty LeBron great. James.
LeBron James for the draft?
He can't say who it is.
Yeah, no.
But it does come with a complimentary hand job.
Damn.
Which I'm okay with. A band?
Yeah.
Well, you can touch it for a camera, bro.
On your end, is he? Because $1,000 is every other.
He shows up with this little black fucking briefcase with a fucking jar of fucking Vaseline in it.
And rubber gloves.
Rubber gloves.
I got my black gloves that day.
Yeah.
Right.
His wife don't give a shit. He's like, honey, do what the fuck you gotta do tonight.
Home, like,
bring home that fucking band. You can do whatever the fuck you got to do.
Where, do you go right here next door?
No, actually, my barber doesn't live that far down. Barber
Really?
His house, he cuts at his house.
So how much you pay?
Be under $40.
Okay.
Oh, that's fire.
See?
That's nice, though. You did a good job.
Appreciate it,
yeah.
What about you, bro? Fuck that. Hey, no barbers.
He goes to cost cutters.
No, where are you going?
Actually, I used to cut my own hair. But I'm just growing it out now.
So no barber?
No, right now, currently, no barber.
He's growing it.
He's wolfing.
Yeah.
I'm going to get it.
When you're blessed with curls, you can do that. Yeah,
with the curls?
Yeah.
I feel you should get like a nice little mullet going.
I used to have a mullet.
I can see that. Big mullet guy.
Yeah, then I cut it all off, and then I started growing it out again. Kind of want to start a... Do you know how, like, the Brazilian people have, like, bleached beards and mustaches?
Yeah. Do that. That's next?
Well, my hair is, like, to my shoulders, all curls. Then I'm
gonna
do it.
Sex symbol right here, bro.
Yeah. Somebody.
Yo, we got a fucking 2024 Ron Jeremy over here. Fucking cherry curls and all. Yo, Ron, chill,
with that
bro.
Bang, though.
Yeah, bro. Hey, I'm gonna call this motherfucker Ron from here on
somebody.
Curls with a fucking hammer,
bro. You're like, nah, you're
fucking curls, with a curls with a fucking hammer. That's why he's gotta wear those pants.
That's
yo, can we swear, bro? Is that a fucking rooster on your pants?
Oh, it's a parent's.
It's a fucking parrot. I thought you had a fucking cock on your pants.
Just let him know.
That's funny.
But like, how have you guys found getting into podcasting? Like, how different is it from your day to day? Like, what do you get out of it? Like,
bro, so being a barber, bro, like, I talk all day.
Yeah.
Well, to me, it's kind of nothing. Like, I actually came, when everything first started, I came to Evan and Gio, like, just because, like, when we'd all cut each other's hair, we're chilling, like, you know, everything was just natural. And I'm like, man, I've kind of had the idea, I'm like, bro, we should kind of fucking try to link up and do something. That's actually where the name came out from, before the cut, like, we're going to Gio's shop to get cut, and it's beautiful, right? So we're like, yo, we can set it up here, we can do it, and I don't know, to me, it's just like, we talk anyways, let's just press record, you know what I mean? So then, obviously, I've known Evan for almost 5 years now, and that just became natural, and then as soon as Lucas popped on, for me, at least, it was seamless. The first episode we did, I thought was fucking fire, and then we were like, dude, we got something here, and then, as it progressed, it was cool, but yeah, I don't know, for me, I can talk all day, you know?
And the idea behind it, too, is like, so like before the cut, it made sense because two of the three guys, like I don't cut hair, but two of the three guys worked in a barbershop. And
not me, Gio.
Gio, the guy before. But I'm sure you guys hear this, even if you go to Cost Cutters. barbershop talk is like so fucking unique.
Yeah.
I feel it's like this one place where like men and women, like, dude, women go to a fucking beauty salon. I would love to be a fly on a wall in a fucking beauty salon.
We're talking about cock
yo,
and shit,
the shit that is said, I don't know what it is. Like, men and women go into a salon, barbershop, whatever. There's some wild shit that gets talked about.
Because I feel like it's the closest thing you get to a locker room without it being like something where you're, you know, in a locker room. It's public.
Yeah.
And I feel like barbershops is like the original podcast.
Yeah.
Where you go there, you
You're
talking with other people waiting to get a cut. You're talking with the barbers.
Yep.
It's like that and like the typical like water cooler at work.
Yeah.
You know, when
for
people
sure.
I was like, white collar jobs, you stand by the water cooler, and that's, bullshit, talking about sports.
Yeah, it's a dream.
And that was with us, like, we kind of had this like vision of like, I watched some of his podcasts before we started, and he was talking about a little bit of everything. He was talking about pop culture. He was talking about, you know, music and movies and fucking, you know, shit in the news, you know, just wild shit all over the place. And we were kind of talking about like, you know, what is our content? Like, what's our content going to consist of? And I know from a podcasting perspective, like, you probably should have like a niche. You probably should be focused on like, you know, financials or fucking politics or, you know, whatever. But we just kind of had this idea of like, hey, like, let's keep this super open, like super like random and casual. And let's hit everything from love, relationships, fucking sex, sports, music, movies, you name it.
Yeah, well, I think for me, like, it's brought in like an area where you can really just be yourself, you know what I mean, and have fun. These guys ended up becoming my best friends just because we do this every week. We're fucking, you know what I mean? Aww. Never mind, fuck that. Especially not this one. You know what? Never mind. I take cut.
Did you just get hurt?
Edit that out.
Oh. I thought
hey, get a zoom in.
Go.
Yeah, it's
you had to zoom in a lot to get that shit.
Yeah. Shit, you got a magnifying glass on that motherfucker.
Yeah, I agree, bro. Just kind of like the sitting down. It's like, bro, because sometimes we all of us got different shit going on, bro. So like, when we sit down that once a week, and it's just like, the catch up is like right away. We'll talk for an hour before we even press record.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Which is
cool. Aren't those conversations always the best?
You're like, hell yeah.
Yeah. We're like, yo, shut up.
Let's especially when these motherfuckers get into fights, bro. I wish these fucking characters. Yeah, we do. Y'all are fucking little girls, bro, sometimes.
I'm a dick, I'm not gonna lie.
Yes.
That's one time I legitimately,
first steps of meeting.
I actually felt like really bad. I was like, damn, dude, I was a fucking dick today.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, let it out. He's got some teddy bear syndrome.
Bro, you see how fucking quick they fucking.
See, oh, Papa.
I mean, since the beginning of time, bro, even when it was just me and him, bro, you know, just like. Yeah. It's like your little brother, older brother system. This motherfucker old. You know what I mean?
I'm fucking 8 days older than Christ.
Bro, so, like, we just kind of go back and forth, but it's never nothing. And we got on the phone that night, and I was like, yo, we're cool, bro. Fuck you, boss.
Yeah, why? Because daddy came in and fucking regulated on your motherfucker.
You guys don't ever get into it?
Nah, we always talk about who's more immature.
Yeah, that's our ongoing thing. It's like, he thinks I'm more immature, and I think he's more immature, so... We'll be bullshitting and we'll literally go up to like the cashier at Walmart and be like, who do you think is more mature, me or him?
What's the relationship here?
Okay, so it's a funny story. So when I was in grad school, he hates this story, by the way. I'm never going to let him live it down though. When I was in grad school, I had to teach a class at UNLV and he was actually one of my students. And he failed that class. But it was like, we were kind of like homies because like,
what was the class? What did he fail?
Engineering class.
It
was not finger painting, motherfucker.
It was writing some lab reports, and I hated writing lab reports. So actually, I think I did everything good in his class. Like, the good thing was, like, he wasn't like one of those teachers where it was like, here's shit, figure it out. He was like, all right, this is what you gotta do. This is how you should do it. And I'm more of a hands-on type of guy, and that class was just a bunch of hands-on shit. So I did like everything good, and like I was like probably one of the guys who were probably doing everything for everybody else. But when it came to writing down the lab reports, I was just like, don't want to do it.
Yeah, you agree with that? You agree with that? There was no cap.
Yeah.
Like I did everything fucking perfect, but this asshole failed me.
I didn't turn shit.
So, but we got along pretty well because I was like, I was probably like 22, 23 at the time.
I think
they were all like 20, 21. So the age difference was like almost nothing. So we were almost like, I was part of the class type shit.
Right.
And we just became homies. And then I started the podcast, and like a few months into it, he was like, oh, he's like, you're interviewing this guy. Who was it? I don't remember. He's like, you're interviewing this guy. He's like, you should let me come meet him. He's like, and I was like, yeah, you want to be a co-host?
Might have been Cease.
I think it was Cease. Ever since then, we've just been running together.
What makes podcasting cool too is like just bringing like different people from like different backgrounds together. Like I'm from Montana. He like grew up in fucking Miami. He grew up in Chicago. So it's just like we all literally grew up in just like such different fucking environments.
Yeah, I think different backgrounds and different personalities, like and even like different professions, because you have different stories to tell. And when you all sit down together, like all the stories kind of come together.
That was the thing too when we first started doing it with Gio, where it's like, because he's from LA, right?
Yeah,
somewhere in California. And like the lingo is different, the conversation is different, the point of view is different, like everything. Yeah. And like, I lost my train of thought.
Well, I think it's good just not for like chemistry. It's good for even topics. Like we do a lot of like, you know, current event shit and just like what's in the news. And it's like, we all kind of got different perspectives on, you know, perspectives on shit just because of our backgrounds. Yeah. So
how often do you guys disagree on topics? Just like, based from where you're from, or do you all kind of have like similar viewpoints on stuff, or is there anything like you guys are like?
So I think this is kind of one of my favorite pieces about our podcast is that it's always up in the air. Sometimes like we're all across the board, like we agree. Sometimes we all have a completely different viewpoint. And I think that's kind of the dopest one. It's like he's got a really good point on this side, he's got a good point on this side. Yeah. I'm like, I could see both, but maybe this shit. You know what I mean?
We also typically try to stay away from stuff that I like, because we have a thread that we'll send stuff and like, yo, let's talk about, you know, a little rough outline, right? Yeah. Of just a bunch of, it ends up being 100 topics in a week, right? So like,
just funny memes sometimes.
So we'll just kind of like try to stay away from shit that I'm like, I think we can all obviously agree about a certain thing, but there's times where he changes my mind, and like I can, you know, because I do all the editing, so I can see the switch when someone says something, and then you see someone else like you see him start to think about it, like, oh shit, and then it just kind of, I don't know, I feel like that just levels the conversation, the topic you know, it just keeps going. And then it isn't just like, yo, you like this? Yes, no. And then it just dies right there.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean?
How did where you're from influence you? Like, what's the weirdest thing about, like, where you're from? Because obviously you're from three different, like, places in the country.
What do you mean by that?
Like, what, like, sticks out the most to you from, like, where you're from that maybe is not common in other parts of the U.S., especially Vegas?
Wet foot, dry foot. I'm just kidding. You don't even know what that is? No. That's when Cubans, when they come from Cuba, they're allowed to stay because one foot is dry, the other one's wet.
Are you Cuban?
No, I'm Puerto Rican. That's why I can make fun of them motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? No,
That's actually a good question. I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I think for me personally, like, Chewy hates when I say this because I, like, somehow it always gets brought up because it is such a big part of me, and that's a lot of the reason, like, why I am how I am. So I grew up in Montana in, like, a little town of 150 people. Like, I just grew up in bumfuck nowhere. There's nothing to say. Like, I grew up around
Black Charles.
Like, no culture, like, literally white people and Native Americans. Yeah. I grew up around no restaurants, no movie theaters, no fucking big business.
Part of Montana,
like, no nothing, bro. I'm telling you, like, literally, there was literally, like, I would say this, but there's more animals than fucking people.
Bro, tell how many people graduated in your high school class, bro?
Five boys, five girls, 10 total.
Nah. And he almost made it. He was fucking this close. No,
close, bro. So, for, like, me personally, like, there's a lot of times these topics that, you know, I see, like, you know, people doing certain things or acting a certain way or just shit I see in the news. And, like, sometimes it's so hard for me to relate because, like, I just grew up, like, so different. Yeah. Like,
talking to fucking deer and shit.
Yeah.
Like, biscuits, come here.
Yeah, I'm telling you, like, it sounds corny, but, like, I literally grew up on, like, MTV and, you know, VH1 and fucking BET. Dude. Like, that was how I got quote-unquote culture. Was by watching fucking TV because I didn't grow up around any of that shit.
As you can tell by his outfit.
And then then I just got fire as fuck.
I
went from like fucking zero to fucking hero real quick.
What age did you move out of Montana? Like right after high school?
So it's I had quite the journey. I won't go into details, but I essentially went from Montana when I was 18. I went to North Dakota for a year, got kicked out of college. I went to college for another, I think, 6 years. I was supposed to be a doctor. Unfortunately, I'm not a doctor. I went to school long enough to be a doctor.
God, you didn't get a fucking doctorate, bro. Yeah.
And then I finally left Montana in like my mid-20s. So I left Montana like mid-20s, and I pretty much bounced from Wyoming, Hawaii, California, and then I've been out here since like June of 21. Damn. So, yeah, I was like, I basically kind of eased my way into the real world. I was like, okay, I'm gonna leave Montana. I'm gonna go to Wyoming. You know, there's a couple more like different races and, you know, shit in Wyoming, and then I just put myself in the melting pot, which is Hawaii. And fucking, that was just like bizarre shit, bro. I'm like trapped on a fucking island with a bunch of like islanders, food I never fucking seen before. I fucking thought sushi was a spaceship. Like, I was like, what the fuck is this? Like, Montana's country as fuck. I'm telling you, like, it's come a long ways now. Like, if you go to Western Montana, there is like, you know, some like big business, corporate businesses, chain restaurants, or shit like that. Yeah. There is like, you know, sushi and like, you know, Korean barbecue and like some shit like that. But I'm gonna be honest, bro. Like, Montana is like light years behind. Style, fashion, life. They're just, it's just, and I don't know if it's just because it's Montana or if it just people don't give a fuck. Like, people don't give a fuck about that shit there. It's farmers, ranchers. You know?
Yeah.
So anyway, I don't want to go into my life story, waste the whole podcast, but
thank you.
You're doing a good job.
Shout out Montana. Yeah, shout out fucking Montana. 406, baby.
I actually have family in Montana, so they might hear this.
Yeah.
Right.
So yeah, it's a weird ass fucking place, and it's really hard sometimes for me to like relate to certain topics, or I feel my views from theirs is sometimes like so different because they're like, bro, like, what the fuck's wrong with you? You know, because I just, some shit, it's hard for me to relate.
Yeah.
Did you ever have the accent?
People say, like, so I sometimes got, like, this North Dakota Like North Dakota has like an accent, or like Canada, like there's sometimes that like North Dakota kind of that, and then I grew up my dad's part Native American, and we also grew up like right next to right next to the Indian reservation.
Yeah.
So I grew up around like a lot of Native Americans, which.
Explains his drinking problem.
Yeah. definitely explains the fact that I can just casually put down a 24 pack on a fucking Tuesday. But that was fucking good. But yeah, I would say like sometimes like the little Indian slang and shit comes out in me just as I did grow up a lot around him. So
yeah. What about Chicago?
Dude, I don't know. I mean, you know, this whole time I'm trying to think. I don't fucking know.
Got like, shot nine times, bro.
Yeah. I think it's just like knowing that. Right. Like, just, I don't know. Like,
how many times you been shot? Let's start there.
Thank God, not, bro. No. I just think that, like, I don't know.
Wait till you go home next.
It's a shooter.
You're getting shot, bro. You're getting shot guaranteed next trip, bro.
Dude, I don't know. I think it's more just like, like confrontation and like, I don't want to say violence, but more confrontation is like, doesn't need to be number one. You know what I mean? Like, any time, like, because when you're over there, anything can really happen to you. Not just, I mean, downtown or anywhere else you go. Like, I grew up like about 45 minutes from there, and it was still like active during that time. Right. You know what I mean? Like, even that far out. So I think it's just more realizing, like, you know, confrontation doesn't always need to lead to violence, where it's like, you know, separating that and just being like, this person's just a fucking idiot. He's not really about it. He ain't gonna do shit. So it's like, let's just not even go there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I think that was probably, and I still kind of struggle with that now, but. I've been here for about 5 years now, so it's like it's kind of, you know, cooled off a little bit.
When I first met him, bro, he was fucking walking around like 50 Cent, bro. Yeah. He literally had a bulletproof vest on. I was like, "Why? What are you doing, bro?" I was like, "Dude, we're not in fucking Chicago anymore. Chill." Like,
yeah,
yeah, had a little shiesty. Yeah, had a fucking case. Dude, motherfucker had a shiesty on, a boombox, fucking listening to Lil Durk and a fucking 50 Cent Get Rich or Die Trying bulletproof vest.
You know who Lil Durk is? You like Lil Durk?
Yeah,
that's my shit.
He loves Dirk, bro.
Say something negative about Lil Dirk. I'll walk off this motherfucker right now.
Yeah, he is pissed, bro.
Nah, but yeah, I don't know. I say that's really about it. Are you from here?
I'm Vegas? Born and raised in Vegas.
God, you too?
Yeah, born and raised.
Okay. You don't hear that a lot.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm from I feel like I'm from Oblock, though, to be honest.
You guys travel much, or you ever like thought about leaving?
No, I've traveled a lot, but I don't know. I just feel like Vegas is in such a boom right now.
Oh, Vegas is hot.
And right now, it's crazy.
Literally,
when I was growing up, everybody would be like, "I can't wait to get out of Vegas. I can't wait to get out of Vegas. I want to go to LA. I want to go to Chicago.
Nah, everyone's
Miami.
Coming back in droves, bro.
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah. So now I feel like, we found our home here, especially doing what we do, along with you guys. I don't know if you guys have seen, but you know, LA has probably more podcasts than anything else. Texas, Miami, New York, they're all flooded. And here, you know, we probably have a handful of them.
Yeah, yeah.
Not really that many of us. So, you know, what we're trying to do is just build a name for ourselves in the city and, you know, keep this growing and hopefully be established here. And
hopefully
the city keeps growing.
Yeah. I think it's definitely going to keep growing. That's why they keep putting money into it. You know what I mean? You can always watch.
Especially, like, with all the sports coming
here.
That's what
I mean.
Like,
watch the money, bro. If they're putting in a baseball team now, this shit, they're planning on growth. You know what I mean?
Basketball expansion team.
Summerlin is like absolutely exploding. You got like Hollywood 2.0 coming out there. Yeah. Like Wahlberg. It's nuts.
It's
gonna be cool.
Wahlberg and Mel
Gibson.
You
live around here?
Nah.
What
about you guys?
I'm like 11 minutes away off Craig.
Okay.
Live on a strip.
Live on a strip?
Yep.
What's that like?
He's literally right across from Fountain Blue.
I'm in
that condo.
I'm in a high rise right across from Fountain Blue.
It's
called Sky.
Where the Mandarin Casino was?
No.
Huh?
No, he's talking about that's Waldorf now. The W or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
No, and
This is like north end of the strip by the new Fountain Blue.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah. But transitioning out of that, I guess, current events, something that's been on the news lately, the ex-president got shot. I'm sure you guys have seen that.
Oh, good topic.
Yo, Chewy, you want to talk on this?
I can't believe they missed. That's crazy.
Should have smoked his ass, bro.
The Chicago in him coming out.
Did you see that 3D?
Okay.
Did you see that rendering, bro?
Yeah, but it shows like him rotating his head.
That was crazy. The luck that man has, bro.
Well, all right. So, you ready for the tinfoil?
Go
Go ahead. Before he says this, I just want to give a little little context here. So Lucas and I are definitely Trump 24.
I'm conservative, yeah.
Trump 24. This guy just loves Sleepy Joe.
I'm voting blue no matter what.
yeah, I'll fuck with that.
So anyway, I'll let you now speak.
All right. Well, so, and even with that being said, so I am conservative. I do have a lot of conservative views. I think that the Trump shooting was staged, personally. Yeah, he was way too confident walking out of that motherfucker, throwing up his hand. Hey, that motherfucker cares way too much about his life to not be scared, bro. That's all I'm saying. I don't have any evidence. I don't know. People allegedly died. I didn't see him dead, but whatever. Yeah. My tinfoil hat is on. I think that shit was staged.
I thought that too, just because of like how is that really gonna happen? You know what I mean? But the dude is you see that video on Twitter or the picture on Twitter of the shooter just fucking smoked on top of the thing. Yeah. You didn't see that?
No.
See it?
Yeah, fucking bullet. Well, he looked like a bowling ball. Bro.
Well, no, yeah, I believe someone died.
Yeah.
Listen, I'm still thinking that JFK got shot by someone and they fucking had to dump someone's body there. Look, my trail goes very deep into conspiracy.
I know. Tell them, not me.
Well, I'm letting you know because you know me.
Yeah.
This shit's deep. So I'm telling you guys right now, I think that it's very easy for them to find a body to plant down. Sorry.
Here's my whole thing, and like this is where I can't wait to see, like, when the dust settles, maybe like another week from now, like what they're going to come out with. You know, I'm sure you guys have seen all the news articles.
Yeah.
The fact that Secret Service, and a lot of people have talked about this, Secret Service is at a location days before. They know all the vantage points. They have everything fucking mapped out. They know exactly where people could be, shouldn't be, what locations they're going to be looking at, who has views of, you know, the stage, what possible locations, all that shit. I mean, it is very, very fucking clear that this guy was, and it, like, there was actually timestamps I seen today. There was literally timestamps where it's like when the shooter was seen, when he was like walking around before, like actually before that he was there, somebody seen him literally climb up, officers seen him up there. Apparently somebody was going to go up there, but it was like too steep or something. So they thought it was like a risk.
There was like videos of people literally like, recording saying like someone's up there. He's got a rifle.
Yeah, that was
right.
Like, yeah, it's just, right. There's too much weird shit. And then you look at the fact that the sniper who ended up shooting him, the sniper was like, yeah, I seen him X amount of time before, but I was told to stand down. So there's too much fishy.
That's what I'm saying.
I definitely go down the conspiracy like hole at times on certain shit.
Yeah.
But this is one of those things where it's like, it's not that it's staged. It's just, there's too much weird shit. Something odd was fucking going on here. Like, who is calling the shots that allowed this to go on as long as it did?
Yeah.
And then the fact that not only it was as long as it did without them at least going over there and getting the motherfucker, it's one thing deciding, oh hey, let's not pop this guy, like let's get somebody over there, but the fact that they decided not to pop him and have nobody go get him off the fucking roof, and there was plenty of fucking time. There was like, I mean, we're talking about a 20-minute window here, you know, from the time he was seen, when Trump went on stage, how long Trump spoke, till like when the gunshots were, I don't know, man.
But like, yeah, and then you look at the upside, right? And it's like Trump's definitely getting a lot of favor off this shit now, right?
He's a lock. He's a lock.
Yeah, but that's what I mean. Yeah, like, it was so much of an upside because when's the last, during our lifetime that we experienced.
You don't remember Reagan?
Yeah, fucking right. I mean, yeah. I knew of him.
You
I wasn't
Reagan,
around.
Right?
Yeah. So
fucking, we weren't around then. Yeah.
Okay, so.
And then, 04. Yeah.
And then I guess here's where shit gets even like weirder. And I actually posted this on my story yesterday. Actually, there was a page that posted that he officially dropped out. Instagram actually like literally blocked my post from actually putting it on my story. But I posted yesterday that there's going to be this whole chain of events that happen that Biden obviously knows that he's fucked.
Yeah.
Biden is going, there's going to be this series of shit that happens, and Biden is going to end up stepping down. Well, yesterday was the first step.
Yes.
They announced he had COVID. He couldn't go to something. Today, this morning, they announced that, hey, Barack Obama had a serious conversation with Joe Biden, and Joe is going to step down. Well, this afternoon, now Joe made his official statement. After speaking with President Obama, I've thought more about this, and I am open to stepping down. And then even this was just like literally an hour or two ago, they were saying that officially he's stepping down this weekend. So yeah. Like, I don't know, man. It just, there's so much like weird shit where it's like, was it staged? Was this the Democrats? It was unsuccessful. And now they're like, well, fuck, we're pretty much screwed. Like, Biden has no chance. Trump's taken over the charts. What the fuck should we do? Now like we got to get rid of Biden.
So you don't know what like, it is.
Yeah. It's so fucked and messy. And like, that's my whole problem with politics is like, I have a hard time even like talking about it or even putting energy into it. Because let's be real. I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, or whatever the fuck you are. It's all corrupt.
Right.
Yeah. It's all fucking corrupt. It doesn't matter what the fuck you believe in.
No, all right. So let me ask you guys a question. I was having a conversation with someone who's just like, if they would have been successful, right, they get them out of here.
Mm-hmm.
I was like my thought process, like in the quick conversation without really putting any thought to it, I was like, well, okay, then, that happens. In my mind, I'm like, okay, well, I think that kind of maybe fucking brings everything down a little bit. They bring a different, Republican to run or whatever. Nah. And no, I'm saying if they would have been successful, right? And this is just my initial thought, right? And I think they kind of have to.
Yeah, they do have to.
Yeah, so they, whatever. But then, like, everything calms down. There's not so much, polarizing, with what comes with Trump, in my opinion. The other guy that I was having the conversation with, he told me if they would have been successful, that he thinks shit would have hit the fan crazy, bro. Like, there would have been, like, a fucking
civil war. Yeah. For
which I thought was interesting. Sure. Oh, so you guys think that, too?
Yeah. Oh, bro. For sure.
Because, you got to imagine. You got to imagine, everybody that fucks with Trump,
is the people with guns.
Yes. And he's already so polarizing. Like, these are the people that care about the country more than everything.
Right.
They're the people that go to the military. Like, they're there to all that shit, right?
That's what I'm saying.
You got to imagine. They take out their guy. They're like, yeah, fuck this. Yeah.
We're taking America back. Yeah.
Yeah. How Lil Durk should have slid for King Von? Someone would have slid for Donald Trump. I'm just saying.
I don't know, dude. I don't know if it's necessarily that people are willing to do that. Because I think if.
You got to think of the Capitol riots.
What about it?
I wouldn't have been riots, bro. Sleepy Joe just wouldn't have been able to leave the house, bro.
Yeah, he would have been. He would have been
locked. Listen, I'm just happy.
Hold on. If there was that side, like the people, like you're saying, right? Those people would have got up. Yeah. They would have been confronted by. Military. I think you kind of lose steam when there's tanks and shit in front of you.
Well, I mean, but I think this is where I think that everyone, there's a balance, right? I don't know what the right answer is, but...
No, I don't either.
Well, here's what I'm saying. The people in the military are people of our country, too. At the end of the day, there's going to be a chain of command breakdown, right? Am I going to shoot countrymen who are trying to fight back for our country?
After they just killed...
You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, I get that you think that they're fucking stormtroopers and drones, but they're people who vote the same way.
And on the odds, it's probably 80-20 Republican to Democrat, right? People in the military?
Maybe
even more.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know those types of statistics. But at the end of the day, that doesn't even matter. Even if it ends up being a Democrat Marine, are they still going to shoot countrymen because of we need to get our country back? I mean?
I think we get a small percentage maybe doing that.
Yeah.
But it's like, I think that's always going to happen. Like, people who vote in elections anyways, how many of them are just brain dead voting for...
Oh, bro.
Like, don't get me wrong. Like, I'm not fully Republican. But, like, to me, I can't vote for Biden. Like, I really can't. Like, after I have how I see him act this certain way, I'm just kind of like, dude, like, come on.
Yeah, he's not going to do that alive, bro. I'm with you on that.
Yeah, but it's like
weekend at the Bernie.
He's literally, he's about to die, dude. Like, any second, I swear.
Yeah, I know, it's crazy.
Hey, listen, I'm just happy he gets to spend his next term in a nice nursing home and get some well-deserved rest.
Because can you imagine the Secret Service having to fucking show up a nursing home with his old ass?
His last 4 years have fucking crushed this guy, bro.
Yeah.
He's went downhill fast. Ages of 10
years, bro.
He's
probably like 105 now. You know what I mean?
look at Barack. Remember when Barack became president?
So young.
He looked great. Bro, black don't crack. Like,
dude, he was president,
bro. Literally, like, yeah. Literally, he looked like 32, and by the time he was done, yeah, he looked like fucking 84. He was completely wrinkled with gray hair.
Yeah, you see him now, he looks
cold. Yeah,
yeah, of course, bro.
And it's crazy because, like, even presidents, like, I think Bill Clinton is younger than Biden. Bill Clinton was president, like, fucking decades
ago. Is he?
Yes.
Yeah, he is.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, ain't that crazy?
Fuck, that is crazy.
That is wild.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
No wonder he was getting dome in the Oval Office, bro. This guy, yeah, we got a 20-year-old like, come on, little lady,
that's my president. Yeah,
he was getting fucking test shots, fucking in the Oval Office, and then just getting some fucking sloppy toppy, bro.
Trying to think as possible.
Wow, that's fucking wild.
I think there's just too many things moving, and also like the fact that I don't know, like how can it be that accurate? Like how can he didn't even have a sniper. I think it was AR-15.
Yeah, yeah.
How can you be that accurate that you hit his ear without actually
shooting?
That's
what I'm saying,
like,
bro.
It's too
the miss, like, something. Just to make it impactful enough, like, it almost happened.
Bro, that video of that slow-mo with his head moving like this?
Yeah, bro.
Listen, here's going to be the come-all. They say that a piece of his ear was blown off. That motherfucker better come out fucking looking like a Holyfield.
Yeah.
Yo, Donnie Holyfield is his new nickname.
Yeah.
DH. Donnie fucking Holyfield. He better come out looking like motherfucking Tyson took a bite out of that shit.
Yeah.
It is crazy, his ear comes out looking all perfect and shit like Dumbo's over here. It's gonna be
you. My ears are fine. No, he was talking to you. Look at them things, bro. What the fuck?
You guys both got big ears. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, bro. Bitch. You got baby ears.
I got baby ears, bro. All
right, anyway.
These things are fucking bite-sized.
Fuck.
Anyway, all I'm saying is, I just, like, bro, you know how dope that would be? A president with a fucking chunk of his ear taken out because he got popped?
Yeah,
those are awesome.
Yo, dude, that's gonna be...
Yeah, that shit's hilarious, bro.
Yeah. Yeah, dude, those 50 Cent Many Men leads.
Yeah.
And then I seen there was like, and 50 came out and said it. He was like, yo, guys, chill. Like, I'm not going to like the Republican convention to like put on a performance and like walk out fucking DH.
It's kind of wild.
You know? But he definitely should have. But you know who I did see is going to be there tonight, who's like super, super pro Trump, is Kid Rock.
Oh, yeah, Kid Rock.
So Kid Rock, when that happened, he was like, I think he was like, Kid Rock still parties like a fucking rock star. He was like hammered on his boat, and he's like, you fuck with Trump, you fuck with me. And then I see, like, now tonight, I think he's maybe, Trump always at the UFC fights, walks out to Kid Rock, American Badass. Yeah. So I wouldn't be surprised.
Just fights tonight?
No. Republican convention's been going on. The last, what, 2-3 nights?
Yeah.
Right? But yeah, I think he's going there tonight. That'd be sick, though. Walks Uncle Donnie out. Fucking Kid Rock, American Badass playing.
They always sit next to each other at UFC events.
He's got his he's got his fucking chunk of his ear blown off, missing. Yeah, that's hard.
I mean,
yeah, with his new Trump sneakers.
Yeah,
I ordered six pairs of those boys today. Crispy as fuck. I'll be wearing those all the time. Fuck these Louis Vuittons.
Want to rock, want to stock.
Yeah. Oh yeah, straight from the box of the feet.
Are they actually made in America?
Fuck
doubt it, bro.
Fuck no. They're made in China.
Yeah, bro.
He called up a couple warehouses and said, "Hey, listen, I need a quick little
just
brief.
Put a stamp. This is made in America."
Yeah. He's like, "I'm gonna need a quick 300 on the side of the shoe. I want a blown off ear."
Yeah,
that's fine.
Drop a special edition. But people started dropping like trading cards. They started dropping like a bunch of fucking shit.
Dude.
People are quick.
People are quick,
up like an hour, bro. Like on TikTok and shit. I was like,
he's got the fucking Avengers behind him. He's got Kid Rock. He's got Dana White.
Yeah.
He's got everybody.
Elon Musk.
Dude, what I love too is like Trump will take like his L's and profit off him. Like that whole like court shit, bro, he made what, $300 million in like a few days? Like crazy shit. His mugshots.
Yeah.
He's like most presidents are ashamed of their mugshots. Trump literally takes his mugshot, puts it on a t-shirt, and tells the world to go to his website to buy a t-shirt with a fucking mugshot of him on.
That's like, the thing, you know? About like when you don't give a fuck, nothing can touch you.
Right.
Yeah. Because like your L's are wins and your wins are wins.
Right.
Yeah.
Man, he's just fucking.
Yeah, he's doing good.
Yeah, he's coming up.
Can't take him down. But yeah, I don't know. It's gonna be a hell of a show from between now and November. Who knows what's gonna happen?
All I gotta say is I hope to God, fucking, and I have a feeling this is gonna be. I have a feeling they're gonna slide Newsom in, bro. Ooh. And dude, like it's not even about Democrat Republican. Newsom is a fucking shitty ass human being.
Yeah, for sure.
Like he's ran California. Oh, California is what California is because of fucking Newsom.
Yeah.
Everything is a mess in California. The taxes, the economy, the fucking homeless, the rules, crime, the regulations, yeah. Everything, bro. The state is a mess.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't know. That's like, but here's the side part. This is the last thing I'm going to say is people, there's a lot of people that they purely just vote Democrat. Or whoever the Democrat is, because they're hate for Trump. They hate Trump more than they like our country.
Yeah.
If that makes sense.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like they're just like, oh well, I don't like Trump, so I'm not gonna vote for Trump, I'm gonna vote for them. But then they don't really understand, like, hey, like, look at what this guy has gotten for us, you know? A fucking mess.
Yeah, for sure.
So
I agree. Would you guys ever move to a different country?
Yes.
Fuck yeah.
I've looked at actually several fucking times, bro. Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
To where?
Colombia.
Oh, Colombia.
Bro.
Boys trip.
Please.
Dude, I don't know.
Colombiana.
Probably El Salvador.
Salvador?
Yeah, I'm half El Salvador, bro. It's nice now.
Yeah,
it's
nice now,
bro.
Man.
What a fucking...
Oh, yeah,
bro, El Salvador has some of the most beautiful beaches,
bro. Fucking shit, too.
Yeah, yeah.
I was going to say some of the best food.
the food's fire.
Bro, some of the most beautiful beaches.
You don't like Salvadorian food?
What do they have?
I love pupusas.
That's it.
Everything else is fucking rice, beans, and fucking chicken.
It's coastal.
It sounds like diarrhea, bro.
This fucking uncultured swine.
Just
this
is Montana.
Yeah.
He's like, where's the deer at?
Sorry, there's no bison.
I eat fucking steak, potatoes, and vegetables.
There you go.
And a glass of milk with my dinner.
Oh boy.
It's fucking disgusting. Fuck?
All American. Fuck yeah.
Yo, love milk. Especially some chocolate milk. Yo, chocolate milk? That shit slaps, bro.
There you go.
Straight out the gallon?
Oh, bro.
I don't know. I feel like
I get a nice half gallon. I chug that shit while I'm in the store still shopping.
He's still talking about the milk.
Look at this one.
My bad. I'm talking about the milk, bro.
Hey, let him talk about the milk.
Yo, huge fucking milk guy.
Someone sponsored this, man. Anderson Dairy.
Nah, we gotta get an almond milk one, bro. Come on. Almond milk sponsor. You don't like almond
bro,
milk?
Bro, I use almond milk.
He's kept
I use almond milk in my shakes because I'm trying to, you know, watch my fucking shit.
Girlish.
But let's be real, bro. Almond milk is trash if you can fucking drink that nice little fucking 2% milk.
I'm not drinking cups of milk and shit, but I'll dip an Oreo in that motherfucker.
Bro, I drink fucking all forms, bro. 1%, 2%, skim, breast, you fucking name it.
Why is it 2% though? Like, where's the other 98%?
Yeah.
Yeah, what does that mean, Lucas?
Why the fuck are you asking me, huh?
Quality of cow.
Quality of the cow.
Lucas, where would you move? You had to move to any other country.
Just off the spot, like if I had to pick one spot, because I mean, there's plenty of places I would fucking
just
move.
Like there's a civil war in America, someone's like, yo, you gotta get the fuck out of here. You can buy one
Greece.
Ticket. Greece?
Yeah.
Greece is lit.
Where'd you move?
Montana?
I know, that's what I was saying. You can't say Montana, bro.
Bro, I grew up in Montana. I don't even know what a country is. No, I'm just joking. I mean, you know, honestly, I might just keep it fucking simple, man.
Mexico.
I might have like the chewy diet and just head to Mexico, live off some tacos.
No more
you know,
need, bro.
You know, chill in Mexico. Okay. But I mean, I wouldn't mind like Brazil. You know, maybe somewhere warm, tropical, maybe Bali. Yo, fucking Greece. No, I'm going to fucking Greece. That's where I'm going. Yeah, yeah.
This nigga didn't even listen to me. You know, right?
I was thinking about milk.
I know, man.
Nah.
Damn.
Where would you move?
Okay, Greece was pretty lit, but I think Brazil would be pretty cool. I'm just playing soccer all the fucking time.
What the fuck?
Yo, Ron Jeremy, you gotta play no fucking soccer.
You
got
a reason.
You can't do that shit either,
bro. Yeah, right.
Let's be real. Hey. All of us would go to Colombia.
me out. South America.
Columbia would be nice. Yo, Columbia would be wild, bro.
Yeah.
I wouldn't last fucking 2 weeks in Columbia.
No. He went there to get his teeth done, though.
They got good doctors.
That was so gay. Why you do that shit to my mom?
Chompers.
How long did you stay in Columbia for that trip?
72 hours.
Oh yeah, got some in and out, bro.
Not enough time.
I got some work done. Checked out the scenery. Scenery?
What type of scenery?
This you know, nice little variety of scenery, you know? A little bit of everything. I don't discriminate. Yeah.
Imagine me from Montana going to fucking Columbia.
Yo, started in Montana, now we're here.
Yeah, right. Well, how old were you when you saw your first like black person?
What?
In real life.
Black Charles.
Oh man.
Ask him about Black Charles.
Okay, so
bro.
Yeah. Man. No, it's Black Harold.
Black Harold.
Okay. So I told this story before actually on the podcast. So as I said, my town I grew up, there's about 150 people, literally all white people, and then a handful of Native Americans, just because we were so close to the reservation. And then our school, there was a lot of Native Americans that the schools on the reservations are fucking horrible. I mean, I'm talking like bad. So there was some Native Americans that like would go to like our school just to get like their parents wanted them to get a better education. So that was literally it. And then I would say like I was in probably like second, third grade or something. And there was this family. The mom was white and the dad was black. They moved from Texas. And this sounds so bad, but like it's like me calling him like Brown Chewy or like Brown Lucas.
Y'all called him like Black Harold?
We literally called him like that's what his name was. Like, yo, that's Black Harold.
Wait, hold on.
Because his name was Harold.
Was there at least another Harold in the town?
No.
Y'all just
no. No,
y'all and just it just defaulted him.
Yeah, and it was just like it was just he was
in case, you know, a white one comes yeah. by, you have to be,
yeah.
Black.
To be Black Harold.
Yeah. Yeah, and then it was like I think it was like shortly after, and he was the husband to the girl. Well, then he ended up moving his kid from Texas as well. So now there was Harold Jr. So now we had two black people in the town. Which was a shock to us, like, because we never been around that shit, bro.
Man,
like,
the population doubled overnight. We gotta get the fuck out of here.
Yeah. So it was time to move. So it was Harold and Harold Jr. And yeah, he was also like well known in the community because, so there's no like where I come from, like there's not like big grocery stores. Yeah. There's like we had like a small like meat butcher that would like literally, you know, local cows, pigs and shit that like is literally a butcher shop. And then there was a decent grocery store like 25 miles away. But he was well known in the community because he was like the main meat guy. So you'd go to Black Harold to get your steaks or to get your pork or
Black
get your
Harold's
bacon.
He's the meat guy.
Yeah,
you know?
So, yeah, so like Black Harold was just honestly like the kind of the
slanging
king.
Slanging at me, bro.
Yeah, he was the king of the community, man. He was the token black guy that had the best meat in town. Literally the only meat
in town. For him, bro. Talk about a rise-up story.
The only
though.
Black meat in town.
Can you imagine? I just picture I picture Harold on a podcast right now talking about, yo, let me tell you about the white ass shit I grew up in.
Yeah.
They call me Black Harold, first of all. So yeah. I saw no meat to all them fucking whiteies.
Yeah. Yeah. So it was like culturally, it was really weird, man, because like I remember that was just like very different for us. Just like, because this sounds.
Did you try to go on like touch his hair and shit?
This,
or like?
Yeah. Tap that shit. I said, nice fro, bro.
So they're doing Japan, really, right?
It's like,
yeah, China.
Yeah. I was like,
China.
Rule number one, never touch a black person's hair, especially a black woman's hair. Very important.
Fake? Learned it the hard way.
Learned it the hard way. but then it was interesting because I went to college in North Dakota. It was like Bismarck, North Dakota. The town is like, I don't know, 70, 80,000 people. Campus had, I think, I don't know, 5,000-10,000 kids or something. But that was my first time I was actually around, like, truly, like, other cultures, you know? So It was different, man.
What about
it was different.
Like, ooh, what was the weirdest food that you tried? Like after, like,
you bro, food. Just, I'm telling you, man. Like,
what about, like seasoning?
Food.
The first time you tried seasoning.
Yeah, yeah.
I still remember the first time.
This guy still covered
for shit, bro.
Yeah, no, like food is. Food, that would probably say was like probably one of my most interesting things. Like, I'm now a dumpster, bro. Like, I love everything. Like, I love eating sushi. I love Korean barbecue. I love hot pot. I love all sorts of like Mexican and Asian fusion. And like, I'm literally a foodie, which is weird because like people like how I grew up, normally they're like, nah, I'm not eating all that. Like, yeah, this is all I eat.
Does it have pepper?
Yeah. But no, I mean, we grew up like very, very traditional meals, but then also like my mom did try to do like tacos or like enchiladas, but it's like our shit was
white people
like,
taco,
like y'all would fucking laugh our because shit, like beef. You guys know that,
Ortega
seasoning from the store. Yeah, yeah. So like when my mom, oh, hey guys, we're going to have taco night tonight. And she would buy like the hard shells and the ground beef. And the little Ortega seasoning packet
Ortega's fire, though.
That you fucking mix some water in and then have your fucking tacos. But we would have like, you know, other cultures food like that. But for the most part, man, like honestly, up until I truly moved to probably Hawaii. That was when I actually started trying like different foods because that whole area, like Montana, North Dakota, even like it's super, I don't know, man. It's just, it's different.
Yeah. It's like its own thing.
Yeah.
Why is Miami shit so expensive?
Why is it so expensive? Because
yeah, like,
I mean,
back?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I still
like,
have family
food
out
there. Fucking insane.
Everything's insane, but it's yeah. Like so. It's got the same problem that California has, right? Like it's just such a fucking nice place to be weather-wise, right? Like yeah, you have the beach, you have fucking everyone who's beautiful lives in fucking Miami, and it's like. It's just such a fucking popular destination, you know what I mean? So all of that's going to drive up the cost because now everyone wants to fucking move there and the highest bidder wins. No, you know what I mean? Yeah. That's the reality.
Is Miami more expensive than Vegas?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Way more expensive. What I will say is like, because we went there like a month and a half, like the actual like tourist attractions, like going on like, I don't know, like experiences I would call them. They're not as expensive as here, but food is crazy expensive there. And they got like mandatory gratuity on everything.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, insane. If you, but see, that's the thing though. You're eating in the tourist trap areas. Yeah, you gotta go to fucking the little hole in the wall fucking mom and pop shops.
I ain't trusting that.
No? Dude, in Miami, I fucking trust any Hispanic
okay,
spot.
Where do you go?
Bro, anywhere, home spots is always the best.
Yeah, like, yeah, I mean, so a lot of the times.
So.
Like when I go, I'm not always in Miami, right? So most of my family lives in Broward County, right?
Yeah,
you know what I mean? But so if you're in Miami, that's going to be hard because that's all the fucking tourist trap area. You know, you're in Brickell and blah, blah, blah.
Florida, man.
Dude, we already got scammed
Florida
over there in Miami.
We already got scammed, yeah.
Yeah, we're at 11?
Some old head Cubans stole our bobbleheads at a baseball game.
What?
Bro?
Yeah. That's it, bro.
How'd that happen?
So we're like...
Fucking Ron Jeremy, bro.
I know. He literally slacked it.
So we were with some French people. This is the first time they're in Miami, right? And they had like hard time speaking English and shit, right? But whatever. They wanted to go see a fucking Marlins baseball game, right? But Marlins are ass. So me and Brent are like, fuck it, I guess we'll go. And we get in and they give like complimentary shit and they just had a bobbleheads. So we got the bobbleheads and we're walking to our seats and like we get there and they didn't want to get food and we're like okay cool, so me and Brent are gonna go get food, so we leave our bobbleheads and we walk, and as we walk we're waiting in line and we see all the fucking French people just fucking like come past us and I'm like who the fuck's in our seats,
like,
right?
Bro, this is America, they will steal our shit, they do not
yeah.
give a fuck.
Yeah, yeah. So like yeah. Whatever it is, like 20 minutes later we get back to our seats and I see this like Cuban guy, he just has the two fucking bobbleheads sitting like this right in our seats, right? And I'm like, whatever, right? No, my fault. It was right next to him, right? And so, like, I didn't say anything because I was like, oh, whatever, he's not touching him. And then the French people came back and they were in the same row. And so he gets up to, like, let him in. And when he gets up, he grabs both fucking bobbleheads
puts
them under his seat. I was like,
You didn't confront him?
Did you say no?
Okay, so this my friend asked me the same shit. This was the type of guy, like, you know, like, if you get into an argument with an old person, like, 10 out of 10, they're going to win because they're like, why are you harassing an old person type shit? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, all he would have to do is be like, oh, they're harassing me. They would have been like, yeah, get y'all ass out of here. Why are you harassing this sweet old man? type shit.
Yeah. He in my seat. What the fuck are we talking about?
He stole my fucking bobblehead, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's
going
to be like, give a fuck. He's like, for my grandchildren. I'd be like, fuck.
You should have got him tickets.
Now, to be fair, though, it was like, yeah, he was an old-ass guy. The Marlins were fucking ass.
Damn, imagine how much he gets away with this shit.
Every weekend he goes to the Marlins games just to steal some shit because he's like, no one ever fucking asked me ever. I take their nachos, nothing. I take their beer, fucking nothing. God loves it. He lives there.
Dude, I had a friend who, I can't remember if I told this on our podcast or not, but like, I had a friend who literally moved to Miami. He's no longer in Miami. Miami fucked him up real fucking fast, but just at a super high level, he literally goes out one night, leaves the club, meets these girls outside the club. The girls are like, oh, hey, yeah, let's go fucking party, whatever. They go back to his house. That's the last thing he remembers.
Yep. Missing kidney. Cardi
B.
Wakes up. Literally, this is at like 5, 6 in the morning. They were like, I got back to the house. They were partying, whatever, doing some drugs, I'm sure, this, that, and whatever. Wakes up about 3, 4 in the afternoon.
Wallet's gone.
Wallet's gone. Phone's gone. Fucking cleaned house, bro. Opens up his laptop. He's got 30, 40 fucking emails. He's got charges on all these different cards, cash advances on certain cards, crypto money fucking gone, the whole fucking nine. See? Miami's a fucking scary place. Like you really just gotta you gotta stay in your lane, you gotta watch your shit.
Yeah.
And like you honestly can't really trust anybody.
But so that brings me back to like when you were talking about Chicago and like how you like view like you can't act up in certain scenarios.
Yeah.
That's something that I feel like Miami gave to me too. I'm more conscious, like how I'm grabbing this fool's fucking bag, he's leaving it out there. It takes 2 seconds for someone to just pop their head in, see a fucking Louis bag, and run the fuck out of here before we even know what the fuck happened. And that's the shit that happens in Miami every fucking second.
Yep.
When we went, so I took my girl, this was even in Orlando, but we were on an RV trip, whatever, and we're going through the grocery store, through Publix, and we're walking the fucking cart. She puts her bag in the thing, and I'm not paying attention to it. It ain't my fucking bag. 2 seconds, her bag out of the cart while we're both fucking looking at some shit on opposite aisles, that shit's gone. Her social's gone, her fucking ID is gone, her blah, blah, blah is gone. And it's just like, it takes 2 seconds. Yeah, you don't drop shit. It's always on you.
Yep.
It's crazy.
And what's crazy with this is like, they must have like got him like fucked up and like knew exact steps to do.
They got him fucked up or he got fucked up on his own. I'm just going to say devil's advocate. He fucked himself up.
But
they probably run that 24/7.
Well, so we got it.
So they did three more that night.
Here's what they did, bro. They went into his Apple ID, added their face to added their face on the phone. So that way they could use their face to get into all these different apps.
Yeah.
They went into his Apple ID and removed his phone number. So when he was trying to get into his Apple ID like wipe or reset or this, that, and whatever, he couldn't touch it.
Yeah.
It was a fucking mess, bro.
Game plan. Yeah,
I kept getting this like number calling me from like Miami. It was like, you know, it was like 1 o'clock my time, 3, 4 o'clock out there. Kept getting this Miami number calling me over and over. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Finally, I answered. It was my friend using his friend's phone. And he's like, bro, I don't even know where to fucking start. I got scammed last night. Like, he's on my cell phone plan. So I had to fucking help him, like, start with, like, getting a new phone. And, man, it was a mess.
Bro, we got scammed one time, too, at a fucking Carbone.
Spicy this,
the what?
We went to Carbone, bro.
Oh, God.
We got scammed, bro.
Oh, God.
Well, me and Evan got scammed pretty bad.
Don't get me started, bro.
I got scammed, too, that night.
You
guys got butt-fucked.
When I was 21, my cousin was modeling down there. She lived with a Russian girl and two Brazilian girls.
In Miami?
Yeah. And she hit me, and she was like, you know, hey, like, we got a spot, you know, we got a bed available in one of these rooms. You should come to Miami for just, like, the summer. So I ended up I had an internship at a model agency down there that she modeled at. So I worked at the model agency during the day, lived in Miami for like 3, 4 months. I'm telling you, bro, like Miami is just a different fucking beast. Like I left that bitch. I remember like my mom picked me up at the airport and she's like, yo, like, do we gotta take you to rehab? Like, you're a fucking mess, bro. Like, I'm telling you, like partying 7 days a week. Yeah. Like, I was just roasted from this. I literally came back. I was like a fucking different race. Like, I was just in the sun.
Mira coño.
Literally, like, came back just fucking 3 solid months in the fucking sun. I'm super Miami. This is like when, like, the whole, like, V-neck thing. Like, I literally came back. I literally came back like a white Cuban. Wearing fucking rosary necklaces and fucking like deep. Wearing fucking deep.
Dominoes,
you know,
and shit outside.
Wearing fucking deep V's, bro, and just listening to fucking Pitbull all day, like, you know, shit was wild, man.
Yeah, that's funny. I feel like it's easy to crash out there. You guys gamble at all?
I love gambling.
I feel like
I was gonna say. I sports gamble. Oh, yeah. Okay. I'm not much of a table guy.
I feel like, since recently we've kind of been on that, just like gambling. Well, I don't gamble, but like him and our other friend, he sports bets a lot. And I don't know, like, he had never played blackjack, right? And then one day we was all like, oh, he's like, let's play blackjack. And ever since then, but we've had like days where we go and it's like, late night, just benders like all day, but it's like, I don't know.
Blackjack's fun, low key. I don't really gamble that much, but if I am like, I'll throw some money on some blackjack too.
The same as Miami in that way, where it's like, if you're a gambler, bro, like Vegas will eat you alive.
Oh yeah, I did like pretty decent amount of sports betting every day for about 7-8 months straight. Is messy.
Like bet on the randomest shit.
Yeah, fiery
bro,
every
dude
day.
Dude be losing a bet attitude all day. I'm like, we'll just record tomorrow for you in a bad mood.
Yeah, bro. Literally firing like two to three bands 7 days a week for about seven, 8 months. Just firing.
I'm like, I'm the financial responsible motherfucker, like, out of the group. And everyone in history. I'm winning.
That conversation was going on kind of before the podcast, right?
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, every fucking decision this guy makes gives me fucking heart palpitations.
Hey, listen.
We have conversations about this shit. Hey, listen. Like, we got to talk. I don't know.
Listen, the good thing about money is I'm just going to get more of it.
That's, he like makes sure why. He lights every dollar he has on fire.
In and out, baby.
Fucking
in
wild.
And out.
I feel like a lot of people are like that. They feel like they have to spend it so that they know they have to go make
money. Mm-hmm. That's definitely his ass. And don't get me wrong, he does make it.
Yeah, exactly.
He makes it, so I can't knock him. But man, I love living fucking financially secure and stress fucking free personally.
But spending it is fun, though.
Spending it's fun.
It's fun. A lot of fun.
On that note, let's go to Carbone. $1,000 dinner.
This fucking guy.
You been to Carbone?
Yeah.
You like it?
Yeah. It's okay.
It's all right, right?
Yeah. Dude, Toca Madera is my new fucking spot.
I love Toca.
You been to Toca?
Toca's
a
vibe.
Go to Toca.
We should have some drinks over there.
I promise you that's the best fucking spot.
Guys, I don't know about you, but I'm fucking hot. Like, I'm fucking burning up.
It's
you guys warm?
I'm chilling.
Oh, it's a Montana in him.
Yeah, bro, I'm having fucking, I'm going through menopause or something over here. Palms are sweaty, weak arms are heavy.
Well, I'm trying
to be Eminem.
Yeah. That's my guy. Guess there's a Slim Shady in all of us.
Yeah.
You like Eminem's music?
Lil Durk, Pitbull, Eminem.
Yeah. That's all I listen to.
Fuck
the trio.
Do you want me?
Fucking
who else you is want Miami me?
Fucking Bad Bunny.
Daddy Yankee.
Nah, that's new shit.
Daddy Yankee. Gasolina.
Daddy Yankee for sure.
Yo, Daddy Yankee crushed.
Isn't Nicky Jam from the... Oh, he's from...
Yo, Nicky Jam. Big Nicky Jam fan. Love Nicky Jam.
I like Nicky Jam. He's all right. You like Spanish music?
Yeah, for sure.
Like banda or like reggaeton and shit? Yeah.
Corridos, yeah.
Yeah?
Got some Bad Bunny?
Mexican, half Salvadoran?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What are you?
Old Mexican.
And you?
Half Mexican, half Guatemalan.
Guatemalan.
That's where I get the curly hair, Guatemalan.
Where are you fucking from? Mexico?
Hidalgo.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Both?
Yeah, both.
Oh, that's pretty cool. My dad's from Durango.
Durango?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of Durango people in Chicago.
Yeah.
What part of Chicago? Wait, what part of Chicago did you go?
The fucking ghetto.
It was up north. No, not
Aurora.
Yeah, it was up north, kind of like Waukegan.
Living in the projects.
Nah, well, it wasn't too bad. Well, like, when... I'm 29. I have a brother who's 39. When he was in middle school, high school, that's when shit was bad. Like, but that was when they weren't like, guns weren't really that big. It was people hitting you with bats and like fucking cinder blocks and shit. Like over your head type shit. Yeah, like pick that shit up and fucking. It's crazy, bro. I know, it's wild.
But my mom immigrated here when she was like 15. She went to high school here. It used to be pretty bad because I live east side Vegas. And so, like, it used to be, like, the race wars type shit. So they used to tie people up on the back of cars and just drag him out around the block with schools here.
Here?
What?
Yeah, that's crazy. The fuck? I never heard of that before.
Yeah. My mom remembers like an Asian kid getting strapped down to like the tow hitch of a truck and spinning around the block of the school.
They kept that shit off the news.
Vegas does that though. They like they kind of keep shit on their wraps.
Well, but what I will say, and maybe it's because of that like illusion of like they don't tell you what the fuck's going on, but I feel like Vegas is one of the safest fucking places ever, especially coming out of Miami, coming out of Chicago. Like I remember vividly in Miami, there was a street that we were driving down that my dad would always tell me, we have to be careful going through the street. I want you to keep your eyes fucking on both sides. If you see anyone coming out with a baby stroller or anything, let me know, because they'll fucking throw a baby stroller in the thing to make your car hit it so you stop, and then they'll fucking rob your car, right? Like fucking just like animalistic Max bullshit, bro.
That's like Iraq when they walk out with the baby stroller and then they got a bomb
straight up.
We didn't have to deal with none of that in Montana.
The worst part about Montana is the deer jumping out and hitting your car.
You've had happen to you, bro. Like confrontation wise, where you thought someone was gonna rob you.
Because I feel like to that point, I feel like if you grow up there, you're probably so trusting of people because everybody knows each other. Like
I'd say college. College. Like it was the first time. Like you started getting in like, you know, arguments and shit with people like you don't know and fights and shit like that. Like where, you know. When you grow up in a small town, man, it's like, Chewy and I have talked about this. You kind of, like, when it comes to, like, people and, like, getting along, like, I'm insanely easygoing. Like, there's very few people that I meet that, like, I can't get along with.
Right.
But a lot of that is because of how I was raised. You guys grew up, you got to choose your friends.
Right.
You went to school, you lived in a neighborhood, you got to choose what guys you liked. Me and him are cool. I never got any of that. So like, I only had fucking five literally, I had like, you know, there was only so many people, because when you live in a small town, people either live in the town or they live in farmsteads, like outside of town.
Right.
So there was town kids and out of town kids. The in-town kids were the kids who hung out together. They'd be, you know, the ones you're surrounded by, obviously. So I only got to hang out with like so many amount of people. So I just had to be friends with them. So I grew up, you're right, very trustworthy of everybody because I knew everybody. Like I could literally go into the lady's house across the street and get some fucking cookies from the fucking cookie jar and fucking leave, and some milk, of course. 2%. Dip that milk in there, dip the little cookie, the best. But yeah, I just like, it's, you're super trustworthy, you know everybody. There's not like a lot of like disagreements. Yeah, there's like your typical like high school bullshit, you know, like people getting in arguments, shit like that. But like, there's no like gang wars. There's no like, you know, communities of people, black versus white, Hispanic versus white. Like there's none of that kind of shit that, you know, happens. So I would say like in college, that's where I really was introduced to like, you know, hey, like these people hang out together. These people hang out together. These people. And like, that was honestly kind of weird for me because I was like, yo, like, don't we all, like, we all go to the same school. Like, can't we all, like, can't we all fucking, like, hang out? Right. So that was probably the first time for me where I started, like, seeing, like, okay, like, these guys, like, don't fuck with these guys. And, like, if you see these guys here, like, they're not really going to interact or, like, talk with you. And, like, if you do talk with them, like, they don't give a fuck to talk to you. So, like, if you approach them and they don't, I don't know. It's weird, man. Hard to say.
Yeah.
Yo, growing up here, bro, do you think, or do you notice that there's a lot of, like, separation between Mexican and black people here?
Not really. I feel like I didn't grow up like in certain areas. I feel like North Las Vegas, the East Side for sure. Like wet, I feel like those places are a little bit more segregated. But I feel like I grew up kind of central, and it was pretty mixed. Like we didn't
really.
Yeah, we weren't really tripping about that.
Yeah, I don't know. I cut like a lot of younger guys, and I noticed that just like in how they talk and certain kind of, like on both sides, right? Where it's like, nah, we don't really fuck with that. Like, oh, it's weird.
I think nowadays a lot of kids, or like I would say, when I say kids, I mean people younger than me, act fake tough. Like they try to have a reason why to be like, why don't I like a certain type of people, right? It's like kind of like he was saying, like you kind of go to the same school, you guys have the same subjects, you guys probably watch the same sports, I get the same type of cut. Like it's like I think there's a lot of nowadays a lot of people, because we don't have gang wars like we used to. not trying to say it was a good thing, but now people are trying to have some type of division to try to bring back the toughness or whatever it may be.
I feel like conflict today also is so different because of social media.
Yes.
Like social media has everybody being a tough guy. Like I'm sure you guys get it as well. You get people hating on videos, hating on clips, talking shit about this guy, fat ass, this bullshit. Like, you know, just like talking shit. Like
our YouTube comments are crazy.
Yeah. You know,
on the short.
And you said you would cook Caitlin Clark.
Oh yeah, no, that's light though.
Like, yeah, that was light.
That's light, bro. There's some we go. Bro, when people start talking, I love it, bro. I send the screenshot.
I think
I'm like,
some
bro,
of the best ones.
Let's go.
Some of the best ones came out of that Steve Harvey, his wife cheating.
Oh yeah, bro.
Dude, that, let me pull that shit up. Just like people were just like, y'all don't know shit about them. Like fucking like get out of there. Dude, it was so wild, bro.
I guess what I'm trying to get at.
600 comments on that video of just like. Bro, Steve Harvey's a great man. This isn't that. I'm like, bitch, shut up. But like, I love it, bro. I love the conversation in the comments.
What I'm getting at, though, is like, I feel the internet is where starts like a lot of conflict.
Yeah.
And then people try to drag that outside. Like, I don't get along with this guy on social media. So therefore, he doesn't like get along with him in person.
Yeah.
And if I feel because of social media, it's kind of created almost like this like fake conflict when there's not really conflict.
Well, because like I feel like on social media, it's so easy to stay in your little bubble.
Yeah.
Because you can follow only the shit that you agree with and box everything else out. You almost feel safe. You feel like you're loud, and then when you try to bring that out to the real world, it's like, bro, why are you being weird for? Like,
right.
We're just all normal.
To me, the dumbest thing the dumbest thing about social media, especially like in high school, it's like if you don't follow somebody, you guys got beef. Right, it's like, dude, I don't give a fuck who I follow. Like, I really don't.
Like, I follow LeBron. You think I actually know those?
Yeah, and it's like people will literally bring it up. Like, especially girls, if you unfollow somebody, you don't unfollow page. They're like, oh, we got that's something just, going on.
Wait,
it's
how
like,
old are you?
Yeah, that's just weird.
I'm 23.
How old are you?
25.
Okay, so but we had something similar. But back in our fucking day, it was like. Fave fives on MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace.
Yeah, MySpace.
And fucking
like top five. Why you're not my top five.
Yeah. So it's funny because I was like, I don't remember anyone fucking tripping if I didn't follow them.
No, but it's
we had no cell phone
shit.
Service in my town.
I mean,
so
but it was stupid as
none of us had phones. My first one was a bag phone.
Fuck is a bag phone?
You've ever heard of a bag phone?
Fuck no.
We grew up with those little cables and shit.
Okay, so. Okay, you remember like a flip phone, right?
Yeah.
Like when the first cell phones came out, like there was like this big,
it was like a flip thing.
Yeah.
So before that, the first like mobile cell phone,
talking about the telegraph.
No, it was like the step. It was the step right before like the bigger cell phone that people started to carry.
Yeah, yeah.
Right before that,
the box one.
It was called a bag. It was made by Motorola. It was called a bag phone.
Let me see this shit.
And essentially, this bag phone was it was like this by this. It had an antenna.
Yeah.
It had like an antenna that was like on the bag, and literally it looked like a phone that you like. Hang on
the
your
cord
wall.
And everything.
Yes.
Yeah.
It literally looked like a phone that would that was like supposed to hang on your wall in your house. Type in Motorola bag phone.
Yeah, he got it.
Nah.
Yeah.
That was you had that?
When people,
those shits were expensive as fuck.
When people first, like where I came from, started to get cell phones, that was what everybody had to have because that was the only thing you could get service with because we lived in such bumfuck nowhere.
It's like a big ass satellite.
My first...
Yeah. That's what I was like.
I got a cell phone.
NASA had that shit. Like, what?
I shared a cell phone with my mom my senior year. And then finally, when I graduated high school, literally my senior year after I graduated, that summer before I went to college, that was actually when I got my first cell phone, which was a fucking flip phone.
I remember the BlackBerries.
Yeah. Yo, BBM? BBMs were fucking dirty as shit. When I got
BlackBerry Messenger.
When I got a BlackBerry, I was a dog.
Yeah.
Shit was going down.
Let me get you on the keyboard.
Let me get you on
that one.
Spear wheel.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, scrolling through the fucking pictures like crazy with that thing. Going nuts. Yo, let me get you on BBM, girl.
He was all horned up.
Before
he used a bag phone.
Yo, you ever had a pager? Never had a pager.
No, neither did I.
No. I wish I did, though. That'd be dope. I kind of want one now.
It was all about the Sidekick when that shit came out. The first, texting device.
I was so bummed about the Sidekick because T-Mobile was obviously the carrier, but T-Mobile didn't exist in Montana. So Montana only had, there was a company called Altel, which got bought out by AT&T eventually. And then Verizon eventually came in.
You didn't even have Sprint?
No, no. Wow. I didn't even know Sprint existed until fucking, like, when I moved to Hawaii.
Wow.
That was the first state that had Sprint.
Wow.
That's crazy.
Yeah. Montana just had some, like, small little cell phone companies. Service was shitty because the Indians were fucking shooting bow and arrows at the fucking at the fucking antennas.
They didn't want you to put the smoke signals.
Yeah, dude. Bro. Fucking... going to powwows, the whole nine, teepee creeps.
Fucking wild.
The fuck?
I was the 1996 teepee creeping champion.
What the fuck is that?
Just joking.
Nah, my head is different.
Boys, I'm sorry. I gotta fucking call this podcast. I am hot as fuck.
Yeah, I think it's probably over an hour. Something like that.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, dude, we've been going for a minute.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like an hour and a half.
Is there anything else you want to touch on?
Nah, that was kind of it.
Yeah. This is fire.
You want to do an outro?
Yeah. Let the people know where they can find you. Social media links, personal links.
Yeah. Yeah, Chewy, just give our podcast
stuff. Everywhere, YouTube, Instagram, fucking OnlyFans, bro. Before the Cut, podcasts everywhere. We appreciate you guys. You can find me at True Too Blurry.
Las Vegas, Lucas.
Evan Lundy.
Hey, bro. Appreciate you.
Instagram, Ocho Benji.
Yeah, guys, go ahead and follow me. Ron Jeremy.
Ron Jeremy, that's a new nickname. Those curls are coming in nice, bro. The curls, the hammer.
Let this motherfucker finish the outro.
Sorry.
Go ahead, bro.
He said he's hot, but he wants to keep going.
Yeah.
I am fucking sweating.
No, it's fucking hot. Dude.
Sweating like a whore in church.
Let him finish the fucking outro. All
right, go.
Go ahead and follow the Instagram page for the podcast, onrun.pod. YouTube, all that good stuff. Spotify, rate the show. Let us know what you think of this episode in the comments, man. Follow us. Stay up to date for next week for another episode, man. We'll see y'all next week, man. Peace.